Who's the Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, from the director of Shakespeare in Love, stars Judi Dench and Maggie Smith, now in select theaters.
WCVE Public Radio. Certified financial planner Brian Ford joins us now from RBC Wealth Management for his Monday morning analysis of the business news. Hello, Brian.
Hi, Wayne. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Hope you are.
I am.
Well, all the instability and uncertainty in Europe still has the world on edge.
Yeah, well, it certainly does. I think we could have had this conversation a year ago, even 18 months ago. A lot of the issues that have been in Europe are unresolved. In fact, we saw that Greece's inability to form a coalition government continues to keep that government at a stalemate. It may lead to another round of elections soon. Spain's banking system took another hit when the government had to essentially nationalize the country's third largest bank. That was a very big deal. The bond rates in Spain are high and concerning. Again, it's concerning because when the bond rates are at 6% over in Spain and they're not growing at 6%, that's a big issue. Of course, then at the end of the week, J.P. Morgan's big blunder did not help matters either. What you've heard on the news was supposed to be a hedging technique, turned bad, and the bank may well lose more than the $2 billion it's already fessed up to. Wayne, these are the types of items that do not inspire confidence in a lot of investors. And you're at the time of the year now where some investors believe, between May and September, where they believe staying in cash may not be such a bad thing.
Well, everyone's talking about this pending Facebook IPO.
Yes.
Bring us up to date on that.
This is, Wayne, this is a very big deal. Everyone's talking about the Facebook IPO. It's due to occur later this week, probably on Thursday. It's widely expected to be one of the top three largest IPOs in U.S. history, behind Visa in 2008 and then GM just 2 years ago. It's going to be a nice birthday present for CEO Mark Zuckerberg, who turns 28 today. That's kind of interesting.
Mm-hmm.
He is exactly half the age of the average CEO in the S&P 500. I love that fact. There are a lot of angles to take in this story, Wayne, in talking about this offering, so I'm going to offer you a few. The deal itself is supposed to be priced between $28 and $35 a share. But where the first trade occurs on Thursday is anyone's guess. It could be a good bit higher than that level. Many investors have been comparing Facebook's debut to Google in 2004, which was a very big deal then. I don't know if you remember that. You may remember that Google came out white hot, and its stock and its earnings doubled a couple of times over the first couple of years, making a lot of investors very happy. Although Facebook is very different than Google at this same point because Facebook is a much more expensive company. Google was valued at around $25 billion at that same point, whereas Facebook is likely to be valued close to $100 billion this week. Other comparisons with companies like Apple are tough to make since Apple earns 30 times the revenue that Facebook does, and Apple has a good bit more cash. In a nutshell, Wayne, the question is this. Facebook is a great company with over 900 million monthly users, but is it going to be a great stock? Here's the positive case. The positive case is that Facebook is able to leverage all those eyeballs and the targeted data that comes with it and sell it to advertisers who are hungry for more specific demographic data. The negative case is that Facebook is expensive already and needs to triple its earnings to get near the valuation of Google and some others. Also, Facebook is behind very much in mobile usage and has seen its revenue drop from the fourth quarter to now. The one last note, Wayne, that's interesting, why now? Why May of 2012? I saw a report that said Facebook is going public now because of the tax law changes likely to come in January. You may know that after an IPO, some investors get a chance to cash out their gains, but they have to wait a full 6 months. That puts us in late November, so they could still get the low 15% long-term capital gains rates. But anyway, all eyes will be on Facebook this week.
About a minute and 40 seconds to go. How long are we going to be locked into low interest rates? I guess that's good for borrowers, but it's terrible for savers and investors.
It's a really good question, Wayne. This is an update on what we talked about recently. Interest rates do continue to drop. I mentioned recently that the U.S. Treasury bond was back around the 2% level. Well, correct that. It's now back around the 1.85% level. Remember that bond prices actually go up when rates go down. Thus, the U.S. government bonds are among their highest valuations ever. And it's not just us. Germany's 10-year bonds are at historic lows of 1.5%. Japan's 10-year bonds are at 0.85%. Now, if you need yield, Wayne, go to Greece, where you can get a whopping 25% on your 10-year bonds. But that comes with a lot of risk. The two questions: how long will we be this low? It's been 4 years and counting. And why do investors continue to pile in government bonds at these rates? And they are doing so. Fund flows tell us that. Also, corporations have been tapping into this market very wisely. Companies like IBM, Caterpillar, Volkswagen have very wisely been issuing bonds in the marketplace at well under 2%, a very smart move because all they got to do is increase their earnings more than 2%, which they have been doing. The bottom line, Wayne, is that I believe that these low interest rates will be with us for quite a while, and it will continue to hit savers, particularly senior citizens, pretty hard as their fixed income investments stay low. And then when they mature things, it's hard for them to replace it at any good interest rates.
Okay. Brian, I think our time's just about gone. Not enough time to get into another topic for today. So we'll hold what's left for the next time.
Okay, Wayne, have a good week.
Same to you. Brian Ford at RBC Wealth Management. Portions of today's programming are made possible by Ken and Susan congratulating their youngest son, Nathan Kendler, on his graduation from NYU and hoping he finds that teaching job.
On a Monday morning, a school day for many, it's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.